Welcome to Touching Hearts and Changing Lives, hosted by Reverend Otley Holmes, Senior Pastor of Shiloh Missionary Baptist Church in Mesa, Arizona, where our vision is touching hearts and changing lives by the power of His Word, Luke 4, 18 and 19. Our mission is to go ye therefore and teach all nations, Matthew 28, 19 and 20. Now, please join us in a study of the Word of God.
Welcome to Touching Hearts and Changing Lives. This is Pastor Holmes, your host. And as I always love to say each week, it is my privilege and my pleasure to be back amongst my listening audience once again as we study the Word of God together. I'm excited that we have this time together each week, that we can open the Word of God and begin to delve into the Word of God, that it might touch and transform our lives, conforming us more to the image of His Son, Jesus Christ. Let us go to the throne. Father God, we thank You once again for allowing us this time and this privilege and this pleasure to be together as we study Your holy and inspired Word. We ask now, Father, that Your Holy Spirit would give us a deeper understanding, Father. Conform us to the image of Your Son, Jesus Christ. Light our pathway, Father. Direct our steps. Order our steps, Master. Let us know where we are letting You down, and Father, just change our direction that we might glorify Your name in everything we say and do. We ask this all in Jesus' name, for His name's sake. Amen. For those of you that are tuning in, perhaps for the first time, we are now in the fifth chapter of the book of Acts. We've been stepping through this book, and if you never tuned in before, sometimes I take my time, and sometimes I might go a little fast, but I just love to allow the Spirit to lead, guide, and direct my pathways. Amen. Verse 1 of the book of Acts, chapter 5. But a certain man named Ananias and Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession and kept back part of the price, his wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. Now, in order to really understand what's going on in this first and second verse of chapter 5, we have to look back at the end of chapter 4. They had a prayer meeting. Great grace of God was poured out. The place where they were praying, it was shaken. God showed up and blessed them for doing what they were doing, and they had all things in common. No one thought that their possessions were necessarily just their own, and many times people sold possessions and bought the profits, the return, and laid it at the apostles' feet that they might distribute it so no one would be in need. And we find that even Barnabas, a Levite from the country of Cyprus, had some land and sold it and bought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. There was a move of God that moved in such a way that people were bringing and making things to the apostles, making sure no one was in need. Now, this is a great movement of the Holy Spirit. We don't, like I said last week, we don't really see any other type of account in the book, the Bible, I should say, like this, but this is showing us the special move of God upon the hearts and minds of those that were so generously giving. And here comes Ananias and Sapphira. Says they sold a possession, but they kept part of the price, his wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part of it and laid at the apostles' feet. Now listen to verse 3. But Peter said, Ananias, why hath Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land? Verse 4. While it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart, that thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God? Now it seems and appears from the text that Ananias wanted to look good in front of everybody. He wanted to seem as if he was so sacrificing that when he sold his possession, he got a certain price for it, but he held back a portion of the price for himself, but he played like he had sacrificed all to give to the apostles. The sin that Ananias and Sapphira are performing is they clung to their possessions. The sin of keeping back. The sin of keeping back is severely judged in this text. The sin of keeping back influences others to sin. The sin of keeping back, its judgments cause great fear when we go further into the text. They agreed. They plotted together. This was not something that was done separately. It says Sapphira, his wife, had privy to it. In other words, she understood. They plotted together and say, look, we're going to sell our possession. We're going to sell it for X number of dollars. But when we go to the apostles, we go before the church, we're going to say we sold it for this, which is a lesser amount, and it looks like we made this great sacrifice. It was a sin of pride, if you will. But listen to what happened, and this shows you the severity of the judgment that God is to bring upon him, because Peter said, "While it remained, was it not yours? And after it was sold, was it not in your power to keep back? But yet you came in here and you told this lie, but you didn't lie unto men, but unto God." Verse 5 says, "And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost, and great fear came on all them that heard these things. And the young man arose," in verse 6, "wound him up and carried him out and buried him." Now, my brothers and sisters, I don't know about you, but that is something of a wake-up call. When we stand before man, we need not try to make ourselves look more than we truly are. We need to understand that. We truly need to understand that. Luke 12:15 says, "And he said unto them, Take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of things which he possesseth." Colossians 3:5 says, "Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil contemptuous, covetousness, which is idolatry." So in other words, when we look at Colossians 3:5, that Ananias and Sapphira allowed their possessions to become idols to them. They treasured their possessions more than they treasured their relationship with God. Proverbs 11:24 says, There is that scattereth and yet increaseth, and there is that withholdeth more than is met, but it is tendereth to poverty." My goodness. So let's move on. And it says in verse 7, "It was about a space of 3 hours after, when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in. And Peter answered unto her, Tell me whether ye sold the land for so much. And she said, Yea, for so much. And Peter said unto her, How is it that ye agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door, and shall carry thee out." Then in verse 10, "Then fell she down straightway at his feet and yielded up the ghost. And the young man came in and found her dead, carrying her forth, buried her by her husband." Now, I believe that the Lord put this in the word that it might be a wake-up call, an understanding for you and I to understand that God does not take lightly our deceiving his people. That when we say we're going to do something, and we say we're going to do it for the Lord, the Lord makes no mandate on whether we do with our possessions and sell them for whatever price. And then we say, okay, we're going to give a portion to the church. But he does not take kindly for us lying and trying to make ourselves look more than we really are. Verse 11 says, "And great fear came upon all the church and upon as many as heard these things. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. And they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. And the rest durst no man join himself to them, but the people magnified them." And the believers were more added to the Lord, multitudes, both men and women. Verse 15, "insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, and that at the least of the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. There came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing the sick folks and them that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed everyone." Now this is a great movement of God, that even when Peter passed by, the sick and the afflicted were being healed. Now, our brothers and sisters, this is one of the things that sometimes bothers me today, is I believe in divine healing, and I believe that God can heal anyone he chooses to heal. But when I look here in the book of Acts and I see the lives of the apostles, they didn't have extravagant lives. They didn't have overabundance of financial backing and so on and so forth. They weren't asking for money to heal. They just did what God would do through them. They knew it was not them that was in control, but God that was in control. And it would behoove us to this day and age that we should look upon the word of the Lord and cry out to God and not so much look towards those who declare that they have the gift of healing, but yet charge for the gift. That just bothers me to no end. That just gives God a black eye. God is not into making profits off of people's dilemmas. So I'm going to let that go before I get a little carried away with that. It says, then the high priest rose up, and all they that were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and were filled with indignation, and laid their hands upon the apostles and put them in common prison. Now, it always seems that whenever we really start to do things for the Lord, there are those that will get upset in a moment's notice. Every time you want to bring about a change for the better, you can rest assured that the enemy is going to get busy, and he's going to use those whom you come in contact with, those who will be so ready to oppose you. And sometimes it's hurtful by the way and things come at us and the way people come at us and try to derail us for doing the things of God. But my brothers and sisters in Christ, we know that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And you and I must stand strong and be ready to give that account, be ready to stand strong and fight the good fight of faith. We must be ready to go into, put on the whole armor of God and to know that we're not standing in our strength, but in his strength. And when we do these things, then God is to get the glory. Sometimes it's hard to hang on and hold out while it seems like God delays the answers to our prayers. But if we are found faithful to God, God will always be faithful to us. He may not come when he wants him, like we like to say, but he is always right on time. Well, by the clock on the wall, I need to wind this program down once again. And as always, please tune again next week as we go further into the Word of God. Stop by and visit our website, smbcmesa.org, and pray for me as I pray for you that we will grow together in grace and that God will get the glory and that his kingdom will be furthered to the uttermost parts of the earth. Take care and God bless. See you again next week.
Touching Hearts and Changing Lives radio program is an outreach ministry of Shiloh Missionary Church and is hosted by Reverend Otley W. Holmes, Jr., Senior Pastor. Please join us every Saturday evening at 7 p.m. on KXXT 1010. We're located at 56 South Robson Mesa, Arizona, 85210. It's right on the corner of Robson and First Avenue in downtown Mesa. Service times are Wednesday evening prayer meeting, 5:30 to 7 p.m., and Bible study, 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Sunday morning, Sunday school 9 a.m. Worship service is at 11 a.m. For more information, call 480-844-2687 or email sbchurch1011@quest.net. Be sure to log on to the website www.smbcmesa.org. This program has been sponsored by the membership of Shiloh Missionary Baptist.